T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, we were talking a little bit about Pitt and the different things with respect to Pitt and what they need to do to sort of grow their program football-wise. And I've said a number of times, I think Mark Whipple will be really a helpful guy, because I think one of the things that has scared some players away from the program the last couple of years is the offense. I mean, let's face it. You know, when they had Matt Canada, the offense was explosive. It was fun. You know, they were scoring a lot of points. They were playing a lot of different ways. They were doing a lot of different things that you see in college football nowadays. And then I think the other part of it is really what happens the last 2 years, you know, it's been an offense that has really sort of struggled. And it's not been all that exciting. And it's not been all that explosive. And it's not looked like it's something fun to do. It's just sort of been, an offense that really hasn't gotten enough done to attract skill position players. You know, I mean, you look at the number of tight ends that have not wanted to come here. Receivers have sort of taken a look at it. And you sort of watch them, and you know, they haven't been able to go out and get a ton of receivers. You know, running backs, obviously, they haven't had a hard time finding running backs. But, you know, but the bottom line is, I think that having Mark Whipple will help, because I think once people see his offense and see it's kind of a spread offense, there's a lot of different concepts that he uses. Pat Narduzzi's the coach, so it's never going to get away from being a running offense. But I think it's pretty clear that when you see, you know, what he is doing and how he is doing it, it's going to attract players that want to come here and play. And excuse me. And at the end of the day, you know, if you have a system that people really want and really want to be a part of, you will have no problem finding players that want to come and play and want to sign up to play. They just, you know, that's the way the system is. Mark Whipple is, people can point to, you know, his record at UMass, but I don't think it's fair. It's a tough place to win right now until they really get fully into a conference and all that other stuff. I think the thing that's probably the more relevant number is the offensive numbers that team put up. And I think that's the key. If you have big offensive numbers, you attract players. That's really what happens. Players want to come play for you. They want to come join up, and they want to come be a part of what you're selling. So, you know, at the end of the day, if you think about it, that's going to be a big part of going forward of them being able to recruit. But it's got to start with on the field. And if they're not on the field, and they don't show it on the field, people are not going to want to go play for them. Really, that's what happens. You've got to be able to attract players to come and play. And so, Mark Whipple will help. The last few years under Sean Watson, the offense has not been very good. Frankly, the offense is a big reason why they probably didn't win as many games over the last 2 years as they should have. Not that the defense didn't have some bad games too, but, as the defense improved and got better, you know, it seemed like the offense actually regressed. You look at the game against Clemson down in Charlotte, they threw for 8 yards. And I think part of it is, you know, when you think about it, they threw for 8 yards because they had a hard time with their pass protections. They had a hard time, you know, blocking. They had a hard time connecting. They had a hard time getting open. There was a lot of different things that it takes. But you look at Mark Whipple, I think the thing he's done very well, he's been able to go and sell and the fact that he is really good at teaching quarterbacks how to play. So I think that will help. I think the other thing about, you know, this Pitt team next year coming up and why I think they'll have a chance to have some success is I think their defense should be really good. you know, they're losing some key players. There's no question about it. But they've got a lot of good young players on that side of the ball. They've got a lot of guys that are ready to step up and really be, you know, playmakers. So, and I think that in year two of Randy Bates as the defensive coordinator, you should see a step forward. The defensive line, I think, is all intact. And, you know, they've got a lot of they lost their linebackers, but they've got a lot of young guys who have played a lot of football. I think they finally found some corners. And so, to me, the defense should be good. And the other part of it is the schedule is a lot lighter next year than it was this year. You look at, like, again, this is a team that probably should have went 10-4, if you think about it. You know, really, you go 10-4. Nobody, we're not even having these conversations. But you think about it, they lose to North Carolina. They lose to a Stanford team that they should have beaten in their sleep. And they lose to a terrible Miami team. You just win those games and you're 10-4. And then you're ranked. And it's a completely different feel. And then, you know, you can basically sell to your fans, hey, we lost to Penn State, who was a top 15 team. We lost to Notre Dame, who was in the playoff. We lost to Clemson, who was in the playoff. And we lost to Central Florida, who probably should have been in the playoff. So, you know, you can sell that easily. Next year now, you don't have that. You've got, you know, Penn State, and you've got Central Florida coming here. But your two other games, I think, are like Kent and Youngstown State or something. So, you know, you should realistically, if you beat Central Florida here, which I think you should, given all that they're going to graduate, you know, you're talking about going 3-1 in your non-conference. If you go 6-2 again in the conference, now you're talking about a 9-win team with a chance to go to a bowl game. And I think they have the opportunity to do that. Kenny Pickett, you know, I think he regressed a lot this year, but I think part of it is, you know, it will be different now because I think he's got a really good quarterbacks coach. And an offense that probably is going to be conducive to him showing a lot of progress in very quickly. You know, I think one of the things that you watched with Sean Watson, you know, I don't necessarily think it was just the scheme that was bad. I thought his play calling was bad. And, you know, he didn't give Kenny Pickett a chance to be successful often enough because I thought that a lot of times he put him in bad situations instead of trying to take advantage of early in the downs and things of the such. He just didn't do a great job of giving Kenny Pickett an opportunity to be good. And so, to me, you know, if Pitt wins and they win a lot of games and they get better each week, the program will sell itself. You know, I at the end of the day, I think one of the biggest problems Pitt suffers from locally is that people here don't view it as like big-time football because it's like, oh, it's just Pitt. But you're playing in one of the five power conferences. You're playing in a conference, by the way, that had the national champion this year. You're playing, you know, on national TV a number of times. And at the very least, you're playing on regional TV, you know, ACC network or whatever. You get a chance to play against the best players in the country, the best teams in the country. You're playing in a program that produces a lot of NFL players. So there's a lot that Pitt can sell, but again, none of it matters if you don't win. You know, I've had this argument with Pitt fans a lot of times, and a lot of times they don't want to hear it when I say it, but, you know, Pitt's biggest problem has been they don't win enough. You know, I don't care about an on-campus stadium. I think it's a dumb thing to argue about because to me it's not relevant. It really isn't. Whether they play on campus or not, if they don't win, it doesn't matter. And playing on campus doesn't help them win. You know, if you look at the 2003 season, when they started the year, they were ranked in the top 10. They sold out their season tickets. Sold out their season ticket allotment. They had huge crowds early in the season for games against teams like Kent. They sold out against Virginia Tech. They sold like 60,000 seats against Boston College. I mean, you know, we've seen it happen. Everybody thinks that, you know, the only sellouts they've ever had at Heinz Field was Notre Dame, Penn State, or West Virginia. And that's just not true. When Pitt has won or when Pitt has played big games, they've sold out. I've seen a sold-out stadium for Cincinnati, for God's sake. But there was a game they were playing that actually meant something. And that's the biggest thing. If you play meaningful games and you play a good brand of football – and you win, You'll attract a crowd, but you'll also be able to attract recruits. And, you know, you can say whatever you want to say about Pitt's recruiting class, but, you know, the bottom line is they've had good players come there in the past. And Pat Narduzzi, for whatever you want to say, and you know, he's had over the 4 years that he's had recruiting classes, a total of 14 four-star guys, which, you know, it's not a ton, but it's more than probably people think. And it shows that you can get the four-star guys to come to Pitt if you have the right formula for what you're selling. And I think that's the biggest thing. You know, the first couple of years, Pat Narduzzi was selling hope. Now he's selling a track record, and of course, he's got to make sure that he continues to get better on the field so that track record continues to improve. And once he does that, I think he'll have no problem selling the program. I don't think it, you know, I don't think it matters where they play. I don't think, you know, I hear all this stuff about them needing to play on campus and them needing to do this and that and everything. Just go win football games. And not just win football games, beat the teams you're supposed to beat. I know in my lifetime, honestly, since, you know, after the Marino era, I can't think of a season that Pitt won every game it's supposed to win. I think one of the most ridiculous stats or the most ridiculous numbers about Pitt football is the fact that they have not lost less than three games since the Marino era. I think that's almost impossible to do, and they've done it. So go win football games and things will fall into place.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.